Three accidents were reported locally on Monday. A woman from West Plains suffered minor injuries when she drove off the road and struck a tree. She was taken to Ozarks Healthcare. That accident happened on Highway 17, 8 miles south of West Plains at 6:50 Monday morning. A second accident happened at 8:55 Monday morning when two vehicles collided on U.S. 160 1 mile east of Fairdealen. A 38-year-old woman from Elsinore was flown from the scene to an unnamed hospital with moderate injuries. Then Monday afternoon at 2:40, a woman from Willow Springs was injured in an accident east of Pomona. The Highway Patrol reports the 25-year-old suffered serious injuries when she traveled off the road and hit a mailbox and a fence. The accident happened on Highway N 5 miles east of Pomona. The woman was flown to Cox South in Springfield. A man who was the subject of a manhunt after his escape from prison will be in court today in Izard County. Convicted murderer Grant Hardin, also known as the Devil in the Ozarks, is scheduled to be in court in Izard County today with a jury trial slated to start tomorrow in connection with his charge of second-degree escape. Hardin is currently serving an 80-year sentence for murder and rape. Authorities say Hardin impersonated a corrections officer and walked out of a secure gate in broad daylight. After a nearly two-week manhunt, he was found approximately a mile and a half from the prison. A woman from Maynard was arrested Monday afternoon in Randolph County. 38-year-old Roxanne Johnson was arrested on charges of simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms, possession of drug paraphernalia, theft by receiving, residential burglary, and theft of property. She's being held in the Randolph County Jail. A federal judge ruled that gaming machines found in gas stations across Missouri are illegal gambling devices, potentially opening the door to criminal prosecution and the removal of machines that have generated hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. The ruling targets machines manufactured by Wildwood-based Torch Electronics, which argued for years that their devices were games of skill rather than slot machines. Gambling is illegal in Missouri outside of licensed casinos. The federal judge's ruling states that the machines are gambling devices and therefore illegal in the state. Legal experts say the decision creates opportunities for broader criminal prosecution. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway told investigators she will prioritize enforcement action against the machines. The Izard County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The West Plains R7 School District has announced the hiring of two assistant principals for the 2026-27 school year. Melissa Rutledge and Katie Jones will officially step into their new roles in West Plains Elementary beginning July 1st. Rutledge currently serves as the district's secondary instructional coach, a position she was held the past 2 years. Prior to that, she served as an assistant middle school principal, instructional coach, Title I teacher, reading specialist, and first grade teacher. Rutledge spent 24 years with the Mountain View Birch Tree School District, gaining experience across multiple grade levels and instructional settings. Jones is currently a third grade teacher at West Plains Elementary and is in her fourth year with the district. Before joining West Plains, she spent 5 years at East Newton, where she served as a preschool teacher and fourth grade teacher. District officials say both educators bring strong instructional leadership experience, classroom expertise, and a commitment to student success as they transition into their new roles. The appointments take effect July 1st ahead of the 2026-27 school year. A portion of Route 142 in Oregon County will be closed next month as crews with the Missouri Department of Transportation perform bridge maintenance work. The closure will impact Route 142 between Route U and Route Y near Billmore, weather permitting. Work is scheduled for Monday, March the 2nd through Thursday, March 5th. Crews will be on site each day from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. MoDOT officials say the work zone will be clearly marked with signage, and motorists are urged to use caution when traveling in the area. Drivers are encouraged to plan ahead for possible delays and consider alternate routes during this closure. If you need more information, you could call their customer service center at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT.